100 years of making a difference in your community. That's Country Financial. Now back to WJBC.
So we're here to talk about really the claims experience. When we buy insurance, it's probably the one product that we buy, but hopefully really never have to use. Is that right?
Yeah, it's one of the unique qualities about it. You purchase something that you hope you don't use. So it's maybe one of one, that type of thing. So obviously you want to use it if you need to, but you're hoping not to, because that usually means there's probably been some sort of maybe accident or catastrophe or something bad has probably happened. So
what kind of things do you see? Like you see like hail damage, things like that?
Yeah, it's, specifically this summer, we had a hailstorm that rolled through Bloomington Normal back in May. So we've dealt with a lot of roof claims, and that is a very sticky subject in the industry, roofs and ages of roofs and conditions of roofs. I know a lot of people are seeing their neighbors get roofs, and then they're saying, hey, I wonder if I have damage. So, and that's a great place to start, because it's tough with situations like that. They want somebody to come out and look at their roof, other than a roofer that's probably going to say, yeah, you got roof damage. Yeah. They want insurance to get involved. But before insurance can get involved, a claim has to start. So you have to know that going into it, because if you start a claim, that exists, whether zero is paid out or $100 million. If the claim is out there, you have a claims experience. So all I can say is that some companies will count that against you,
okay,
even if zero is paid on it. So you have to be wary of those things.
Well, let's talk about, let's like dig into it, like for businesses and for homes. Like, what's some things you should remember when they have a claim?
Well, what I first tell people is typically with policies across the industry, you have a year from the date of loss. So you don't have to jump on it. You don't have to call us immediately. You don't have to notify us.
Some people think like, oh, I had hail damage. I got to get on this right this second.
Or they call us from the scene of an accident. Obviously, we need to know. We need to get things moving in the right direction. But you have time. You should just compose yourself, realize what's going on. Maybe it's not as bad as you think, or these things. Maybe get somebody else involved before you really commit to turning in a claim. So there's plenty of time. You don't have to really jump on those things. There's, again, you have a year. So now the work has to be done within that year. So getting back to these roof claims, I still expect some people to turn in some claims come this spring, because right now the roofers are probably like, hey, it's getting a little too cold for us to do that, and the snow is going to start flying. So, okay, if you wait till April or even May to turn that claim in, you have a year to get that work done. Now, companies will give you some leeway, but that means you have until May 15th of 2026 to get that work done.
You ever see people forget about it?
Certainly, they'll find out about it maybe in next summer, and then they'll call and say, hey, I want to turn in a claim, and the date of loss has been a year. So we have to talk about that. It's in the policy language. It's in typically most policies. So you, not that you're going to read those things, but you should at least be wary of some of that stuff, because it's important.